travel world right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Well, good morning, and welcome to another edition of Travel World. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford out in the beautiful Magdalen Islands, right here smack dab in the middle of the Gulf of St. Lawrence. It's a beautiful day. It's about 25 degrees. Sandy beaches everywhere. We're having a great time, Steve.
Oh, yes. Good morning, everyone. Stephen Pickford here. And, yes, it's just a relaxing place. I don't think, you can get much more relaxing than being in the Magdalen Islands.
It's a wonderful trip that we went out here. We took Inter-Canadian.
Yes, a very nice, relaxing flight. I mean, everything went very smoothly, one of the smoothest flights I've taken in a long time. They have a special 7-day advance purchase fare during the summertime now at $3.99 plus tax. Purchase at 7 days in advance. 3-day minimum stay. And the big news in Inter-Canadian these days is that the ownership is coming back home, so to speak. So the control will be going as of the 31st of August to a group of investors led by former Quebec Cabinet Minister Michel Paget. So the decisions on routes and service levels and that will be made in Montreal to meet Quebec transportation needs rather than out of Calgary. And of course, Inter-Canadian also operates the largest aircraft that come into the Île de la Madeleine Airport, the ATR, with 44 seats. So
that was a very smooth flight. We took it, went to Gaspé, so I got to see Gaspé again. And we also came down here at the Madeleine Island Airport. When we finally got in, we got our bags, we got our rental car in a hurry, and there we were off.
Right, we just got the luggage. I mean, we were, from the moment we arrived, and it was right on time. I mean, every point along the system, it was like within 30 seconds of the scheduled arrival time on Inter-Canadian, and then picked up the luggage, picked up the car from National Tilden, and hit the road. And, I mean, we were out of the airport within 10 minutes. You can't get much better than that.
It was kind of neat because the pilot in Inter-Canadian, you could tell, I mean, there's pilots and there's really good ones, and you could tell this guy was extra good. He enjoyed what he did. When he got off the plane at Gaspé, he went and, he did something in the main terminal for about 5 minutes and came back. But, he had these little pins on him. He's loves to fly.
Right. You could tell that he really enjoyed his job. And, I mean, he took that plane up into the air and touched it down again with a certain sense of grace that, just touched down and didn't feel a thing.
Anyway, it was a nice experience to fly with an atmosphere like that. So when we went out there, it was kind of neat because there were a lot of vacationers. The Madeleine Islands is a nice vacation spot for the summer. You go out here, be prepared, you're going to the beach.
Right. I mean, there's like, each beach surrounding the dunes, the sand, and you have it to yourself. I mean, you can find a place, just to call your own, and the water is warmer than a lot further south down the coast, and you can just enjoy yourself. It's an outdoor destination.
Well, it's not Cocoa Beach bathwater. I mean, it's not bad, though. It's good for swimming, and you can actually walk for a couple kilometers at one point out on knee-deep water. And it's clear, it's clean, and it's something you can do. Then you just, take a snooze on the beach.
Yeah, just fall asleep. And, when you come here, to get part of the feel for the destination, there are a number of inns and cottages and cabins. You can rent, people rent houses. You can call the Tourist Association. They can set you up with all the reservations for that. We're staying at a property called Le Berceau des Îles. It's 6 rooms and bed and breakfast. Very nice inn. Won an award last year, a regional award for tourism excellence in customer service and hospitality. That gets you more into the feeling of the destination to stay with local people and get all the tips and inside information about what's going on with festivals and events rather than staying. I mean, there are no chain hotels here. I mean, there are some larger motels that you would consider motels, but I think the best way is to get a feel for the area and for the people by staying at an inn.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things. We met Sebastian at the airport, who's our tour guide here at Île de la Madeleine. We'll be talking with him a little bit later. And the man knows the islands like nobody knows the islands. He knows every little nook and cranny, every corner, stories about every little place. They have special activities going on just about every weekend. They've got theater, sometimes even four or five plays going on at the same time. And there's a lot of arts and crafts here. There's people who are poets, musicians, there's writers, and there's painters out here. There's actually one very interesting place that makes crafts out of sand. They found a compound that holds the sand together very well, so they make a little craft. You can actually take home a little sand castle from this place. It's well worth the trip. It's really something.
Right. I mean, looking at one of them, we're just looking at one right here, and I mean, that's sort of a memory to come home with the sand, because I've never really seen a place with such fine sand. You walk on, it's almost like the singing beach down in Gloucester, north of Boston. When you step on it, it makes a little sound, but it's just very fine powdery. It's the quartz content in the sand which makes this little sound, almost like rubber that you're walking.
Yeah, like kind of squeak, squeak, squeak.
Yeah,
you walk on it.
And it, you know, that's unique too. And you just walk down to the water's edge, and your cares just pass away. It's a whole different world here.
It was kind of nice. We got off the plane. One of the first things we did after lunch is, you know, we just drove down one road and parked the car, like, somewhere off the road. You know, there's nobody for miles. And you
right.
You kind of walk and...
You don't really know that there's just turn off at almost any point. There's little trails and little tracks down, and you call it your own. You don't have to go into, like, a place where there's parking for 500 cars and they charge you $10 a day to park. There's free parking. There's sort of specified beach areas where you can park off the road if you want that, and there's wooden trails onto the beach at certain parts of the dunes. Other parts, just pull off the road down one of these little sand laneways and park, and you claim it for yourself for that part of the day.
You're better off taking your shoes off. You've got more traction, you know.
And right. You walk better, and also you don't have to try to worry about getting all the sand out of your shoes for the next year. You know, you do come home with a souvenir. You know, middle of January, you still find sand in your shoes. You think of Ile de la Madeleine.
Yeah, unless if you do it that way. I mean, but it was kind of neat. You know, we sauntered across the sand, over the dune, down the hill, and part of the lake, and there's like just nobody. And it's great because there were tons of people at other parts of the beach, but there's tons of it. We go there. The sky cleared up in the afternoon. I mean, the sun is out here now.
Yes, it's starting to clear up. And
beautiful blue water. It's just relaxing.
Right. It's the sun, the contrast against the sand and against the dunes and different other parts of the islands, the cliffs. It's the color contrast, the sun, the sky, the sea. That's what makes it a special place.
A lot of different colored alabaster around here as well. There's a lot of red. There's different colors. Sebastian will tell you more about it. The man really knows his stuff. Different colors of wildflowers, all sorts of wildflowers out here. So there's color everywhere.
Right, color. I mean, you drive along, there's the one highway, the 199. You cannot get lost here. You go from end to end, and any road you take off basically goes in a circle and gets back to the main highway. And you say highway, but I mean, it's two lanes. There's no traffic congestion. It's just, again, laid back like everything here.
Yeah, that'd be some jobby traffic reporter at the local radio station.
Yes, I get one of those helicopters and have to report on traffic in morning and afternoon rush hours.
Traffic jam here is 5 cars in a row.
Yeah.
It's laid back. It's very relaxing. It's a lot of fun. We got to come down. We're going to talk a bit more about it following the break. So
yes, we'll be talking to Claude Richard, the executive director of the Ile de la Madeleine Tourism Association. And we'll be having a lot of fun the rest of the hour here on Travel World.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
CIQC, Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Tutti Frutti for breakfast, free on your birthday. When someone takes you for a Tutti Frutti breakfast or lunch on your special day, your meal is absolutely free. Tutti Frutti, bigger portions, better prices, and coffee by Nabob. They get better beans, you get better coffee. Enjoy a bottomless cup of Nabob's 100% Colombian Supremo coffee at all 5 Tutti Frutti locations in Laval on De Laurentides, Laval in Saint-Jerome, Taschereau Boulevard West in Brossard, St. Catherine West near Atwater, and now open in Galerie des Sources. Tutti Frutti.
Is it just me, or has the whole world gone mad? I mean, there are people out there who have nothing better to do than to spend their entire lives at the supermarket. If they're so concerned about freshness, why don't they just stock up their freezer?
Flash frozen to preserve their fresh flavor, Les Aliments M&M has over 350 great meal ideas to meet all your barbecue needs easily and deliciously.
We both know time is money, right? So why doesn't everybody think like us?
Les Aliments M&M, your frozen food specialty shops. There's one near you.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
This weekend at Sears.
You got the power!
You got it, because we're getting ready for a powerful weekend with Sears 3-Day Power Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only.
You got the power!
3 powerful days of savings of up to 50% on national and private labels across the store. From family fashions to bed and bath, housewares, hardware, appliances, and so much more. Power shopping this weekend at the Sears 3-Day Power Sale.
Oh, yeah! It's the 3-Day Power Sale.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name?
Welcome back to Travel World. Will and back is Stephen Pickford out here in beautiful Isla Madeleine. Talk about bringing you some water.
Yeah, surrounded by water, surrounded by beaches and sand. What a beautiful place. And joining us here this morning is Claude Richard, Executive Director of the Isla de la Madeleine Tourism Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, well, just such a beautiful place. But, you know, we look at the Isla de la Madeleine, and it's really a collection of islands, each with its own distinctive flavor and different communities.
Yes, actually, there are seven highlands which are linked by long sand dune and some bridges at some points. These islands have been populated for over 200 years now. Most of the most important settlements came here after the Acadian deportation. So you'll find all the names, you'll find more, you'll be like Arsenault, Thériault, Leblanc, which are very French Acadian names. So we're 14,000 people living here on the islands. 95% are French speaking, and we have two small English communities too. One on Entry Island, which is a kind of a little island apart from the others, which can be reached by boat or plane. And there's another small community in Gros Isle. So all these people have been living together for quite some time now, and the islands are, you know, each island has its own character, more or less. You know, if you're going from north to south or east to west, you'll find some very some differences. But there are some things too that link us together. You know, the landscape is quite changing. You know, from one end to the other. The coastline, right, is always impressive. You'll have those very long sandy beaches, all of those red rugged cliffs, which makes for a very, very special scenery.
Right. Yeah,
we're just north here of PEI, and of course they're famous for the red sand, so this is like the area for it.
And also, it's a roll, parts of the island are very, very, very flat and almost like, you know, like driving along a causeway, and you've got the dune on each side and the beaches, and then you also have the rolling hills.
Yeah, rolling hills, yeah.
And the wildflowers growing.
Yeah, most everywhere, and the houses too are very colorful, which add to the colors of the islands. Some islands, most islands are mostly barren, and some have more trees. Like if you are on the Abrobert side, mm-hmm, the south and west side, you'll find more trees and a little more agricultural activity, more than in the other islands. That makes for one difference.
Right, a contrast. And down near Havre-Aubert, there's like area called La Grave, which is little restaurants and bars and handicrafts.
Yes, yeah, that's the first settlement on the islands. Actually, was made on that part in Havrebert. It became a classified historical site like 25 years ago, and now it attracts many people in the summertime because, you know, you have the museum, the aquarium, nice cafes, artisan shops, little hints. So it's very, it's probably the only place in the islands where you can get all different, you know, tourist services, activities, and attractions all together. Otherwise, it will be very scattered throughout the island. You know, you can drive for a kilometer, you'll find a restaurant, and another place, you'll find an artisan shop, you know, but La Grave is kind of special.
Right. I mean, we were driving by there last night, and you could see people starting to gather to listen to local music and just to walk around, because no matter where you walk down there, you also had that whole seaside atmosphere of a little port, a little harbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's something interesting here in the summertime, because on one hand, you can be walking by yourself on the beach for 2 hours or 3 hours in the afternoon, but when you come back at night, if you're looking for some places, you know, with good atmosphere, music, live music, good restaurants, you can have both, you know.
And everything is always with that laid-back atmosphere. You do not rush when you come to Ville de la Madeleine. I mean,
nobody's in any particular hurry here. And that's the one thing you notice you get off the plane. You know, here you are, Montreal, are all stressed up, and you got things to do, places to go. And Steve and I were joking because yesterday we were out with Sebastian. He brought us to a beach. Figured, you know, you go to a beach, you expect a parking lot, that kind of thing, and, you know, a little pass to the beach. He just kind of pulls off the road at any random particular location, and we get off, and he says, well, this is it. You see, just saunter over the hill. And Steve and I go into the water, figure, you know, Sebastian had done his swimming, and he decided to, you know, take a little snooze. So that was no problem because we wanted to go swimming for a little while. And we're looking at each other, so, gee, we've been out here for a while. You figure Sebastian's in a hurry to get back. He says, yeah, he's got an appointment at 4:15. Yeah, he's in a hurry, all right.
Yeah, everything is just, well, take an hour and take your time.
I think it's the thing that most visitors appreciate here is that, you know, most of the, you know, the public places, you know, coastline, everything is quite accessible to everybody. You know, you go into touristic places, you know, where all of the coastline is owned properties, you know, that you can always can trespass signs, you know, and that kind of thing. That's not a thing you'll find here. I mean, you can park your car along the road, walk to the beach or to the cliffs, and, you know, without any problem, really. And the contact, you know, with local people is quite easy too. I mean, people are always here to chat, to talk with visitors.
Well, people are very outgoing and friendly, and if you need directions or any assistance, they're more than happy to talk to you. And of course, without too much traffic on the roads, it's great for biking from around the island. See a lot of people out on bikes here.
Yeah, and now we're developing biking trails throughout the island, you know, some along the road and some along the shore, so around the coastline, which is a very interesting thing to do too.
Right. There's a number of companies starting up to do actual bike tours, and people can go out for the day or what have you to, you know, rent a bike when they get here. You don't have to come here and carry your bike with you on the flight and everything. There are companies here that can rent them for the day.
And the nice thing, it's the whole atmosphere of everybody seems to know everybody around here. I mean, we're driving along the road, and just about everybody, Sebastian's waving at them. Yeah, I know him. Yep, I know that person. Yeah. I know this person, too. It's like a small community, and a bit more of the culture shock when you go down here. I mean, as Montrealers, I mean, you're driving over to local Depeneur, you know, first thing you do, you lock your doors, make sure everything's secure, and you go. You know, Sebastian would get out of the car, he leaves his keys in the ignition, all the doors unlocked. You say, well, that's just the way it is out here. Nobody locks anything here.
Right.
You know, a locksmith is not going to have much work out here. And I say, you know, he says, you know, put it this way, if they steal your car, where are they going to go?
They just call a ferry. They will notice that car in the line for the daily ferry, and pretty soon they'll get it back.
And I think the visitors get into this atmosphere when they come here, because I've seen many times being in restaurants, you know, people from Montreal, let's sit at 2-3 different tables. In Montreal, they would never have talked together, you know, because they don't know the people sitting next table. But here, once they're in the Ile de la Madeleine in the summer, you know, they do it. You know, so it's kind of something that I think you really get into as when you get here.
Yeah, it starts to catch on. It's sort of that whole feeling, you know, it takes a day or two sort of to decompress yourself and start to feel like a local, and that's how come a lot of people come here and they start off maybe coming for a couple of days, and but all the return visitors, they come for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, just to, you know, calm
to relax
down and cool down.
To get into the pace of the place. So.
Yeah, just when you get back home, just get back into the habit of locking your doors and removing your keys from
you. You just must remember that.
Just don't carry forward that what you've learned here into Montreal, and otherwise you won't see it for very long.
Other than that, you're going to find some guy go, "Hey, a red tempest, all right."
Yeah, you know, I'll take it home with
me. Well, although I think Chad might want somebody to do that. Chad, what do you think about that? Chad? Well, I guess he's not listening.
It didn't catch on.
And the Chad behind the console today, so.
It didn't catch on. We were talking about his car and giving a clue where it was to be found.
Did you fix the brakes, Chad?
Not yet. I'm working on it. I don't need to stop anyways.
Hey, yeah. Chad, you're off to Charlotte next week, huh?
That's me.
Yeah, so what's your plans for the racing next week there?
Not to hit the wall. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I've taken a tour a couple of times around that track in a pace vehicle. That's where they took us out there when we were down in Charlotte. So it's, Charlotte's a nice place. I mean, we enjoyed our time there. Not a great deal to do downtown, but in the suburbs, nice restaurants and southern cuisines, good food. I'm sure he'll enjoy himself.
What about bars?
Yeah, look, downtown, actually, there's a couple of new bars, great places to meet young people. The young people congregate. There's an authentic Irish pub downtown, and that's one of the happening meeting places in Charlotte. So
Stephen will give you a list of all the hot spots. Yeah.
Sure. I'm still able to write, I'll write you a postcard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's for sure. Having a good time. Wish you were here. But it's, you know, a different, totally different atmosphere. You come out here to Ile de Madeleine. This is the place you go. I mean, if you're like us sometimes and you're busy, and if you find yourself saying off, geez, I don't have time, I don't have time, I don't have time, come out here, because that is what exactly you're going to have. There's no particular rush for anything, no particular set time for anything, and that's what you have, is time.
Right. I mean, I brought along a book I've been meaning to read for some time and got a lot of it read already, and it's just things that you have had no time to do all year. Pack it up, come to Ile de la Madeleine, sit on the beach, ride a bicycle, bring a book, pack a picnic lunch, go bird watching. We'll talk about the variety of birds and things to see here when we come back after our next break. But, I mean, it's just a nature lover's paradise. People who like the quiet, who like a whole different outlook.
The country. If you like horses, there's wild horses running out here.
Yes,
nice horses.
On one of the outer islands, and you can also go horseback riding on the beach. There are companies that you can go horseback riding. We saw some climbing a hill.
Three or four different companies offer horseback riding on the beach or through the. We have a very, very small forest here, if we can call them so, but it's possible to, but it's mostly on the beach.
And that's again a unique experience that, you know, if you've always seen those pictures of a horse going horseback riding on a beach, this is the place to do it.
Well, you can do it. You can do just about anything you want on the beach out here, and because you can have the isolated beaches or you can have the beaches with people on them. Any which way you want to turn. Again, you know our weakness for going to a beach.
Oh, yes. Any place with beach. Also, great restaurants here. We'll be talking about them when we return.
Not as good as Pizza Donini.
No, I mean...
So we say pizza?
Yeah, have the great Montreal-style pizza. It's 11:30 in Montreal, and if you call now, your pizza will be at your door in 30 minutes or less. Piping hot, oven fresh, 30 locations in greater Montreal, but just one number to remember for Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Chad, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC, Montreal.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
You've earned it, now enjoy it. Retirement in a luxury residence that offers an exceptional quality of life, peace of mind, convenience, independence, even 24-hour security. Les Residences Soleil, Manoir Saint-Laurent, with the choice of a full apartment or studio, which can also include light assistance if necessary. There's even a new service providing for short stays or convalescence. Ask about their satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself, Les Residences Soleil, Manoir Saint-Laurent, 115 De Geer. Call 332-3434.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Well, according to the financial pages, I read them all the time, guess what's selling big time this year? Furniture. And in Montreal, guess who's selling big time? Furniture. You are right, furniture wholesalers. I think that finally, Montrealers have learned that furniture wholesalers do have virtually every name brand in furniture. And this is a year when people are buying furniture. So, look, why would you go there? Why would you go to furniture wholesalers? I'll tell you why. Because, yes, they have a huge selection, an absolutely huge selection of name brand furniture. But that selection is also on sale at lower prices. And you can check that out, you know. You don't have to take my word for it. You can check it out at, that's right, at furniture wholesalers. They're at 6820 St. Urban. That's north of Beaubien. Parking nearby, their phone number 274-8255.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Baby, tell me, does she love you like the way I love you? Does she stimulate you? Attract and captivate? Tell me, does she miss you? Is this thing just to kiss you like the way I do?
Do they love you like the way I do? Welcome back to Travel World on CIQC 600, straight from our ratings library. That was Melissa Etheridge, and I'm here with Stephen Pickford and also Sebastian here from Isla Madeleine. Sebastian, of course, the man who's our tour guide and a very versatile, well-traveled individual, knows the islands like nobody else that I've ever met.
And lots of stories that he's passed along to us about...
Stories we can't quite repeat.
Yeah.
Some stories we'd like to repeat, but I don't think you'd let us.
Yeah, I don't think the audience would appreciate them. Maybe they would appreciate them, but the other people wouldn't.
Well, apparently Sebastian has a new girlfriend. She's a glassblower, and somehow I'm the only one who thought it was funny.
Yeah. you guys. Let me believe.
Well, didn't she have to cancel a date the other
day? I didn't say I had a new girlfriend. I said I had a girl that interests me.
Oh.
But I didn't even make a link. Only you guys make links with... glass blowing.
Have you ever seen a sign for glass blowing place? I mean,
yeah, the universal symbol, and that's just one of those handicraft places that are very much proliferant around Ile de la Madeleine. It's not, you know, not just glass blowing, but a lot of handicrafts are very very common here.
Yes, you have like you said before, the alabaster, which a lot of artists work around the island, and the sand, the pottery. All kind of crafts. Yeah.
Your parents actually have this place called the Artisanat du Sable, which, and they're the ones who craft sand into, they make plates, they make little sand castles, all kinds of souvenirs and things?
Yes, 15 years ago they started doing, like we said, the sand has a lot of quartz in it, and when the lights go through it, it makes a nice light to it. So they start doing lampshades with sand, and then they worked on product that would make that sand stick together. So the sculpted, as they would sculpt wood and turn it on wooden turn, use all kind of instrument to work the sand. And with on the island, we're lucky we have about 12 different colors of sand, so we can add that to the sand of the beach, and we have lots of colors. And in the winter, they like to travel and they collect sand from all around the world. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, the color is a very important thing. You were telling us also a very interesting history of the geology of the islands, in fact, because they came from salt deposits, and they were pushing them their way up and things like that.
Well, yeah, the island is actually a geological, and it's incredible because, let's put ourselves 300 million years ago, we were situated about in the equator. And, maybe we should have stayed there. It would have been warmer in the winter, at least. And then it was the sea. So the sea dried away, and it became left an humongous amount of salt. And then we had deposit of volcano, lava, and also all kind of sediments that was deposited on the top, and it became a desert. Those desert, the sand of that desert, fossilized and became a rock. And as we know, salt is lighter than any other rock, so it has a tendency to go up. So under us right now, there's about 5 kilometers of pure salt that pushed up all the islands that you see around here. And it's pretty neat to see how the rocks and all that, it's kind of things that you won't see anywhere else.
It creates some great rocks, nice formations. I mean, people marvel at Persei Rock, which is not far from here, but you have all kinds of beautiful formations out
there. Oh, yeah, we have hundreds of Persei Rocks here. anywhere else.
It creates some great rocks, nice formations. I mean, people marvel at Persei Rock, which is not far from here, but you have all kinds of beautiful formations out there.
Oh, yeah, we have hundreds of Persei Rocks here. the thing is that's interesting is that sand that was fossilized became red cliff, and the sea will dig away around each island about 1 meter a year and make cave and pierced rocks and all kinds of things like that. And when that sand is in the water and is washed away, okay, it would become the white sand we have on our sand dune. So the island actually gets smaller and smaller every year, but the sand dune gets bigger and bigger. And the nature is so well done that there's some grass that will grow on the sand dune and fix the sand dune, and with time will become another island by itself. So the islands are always moving.
Right, they're constantly evolving from one part of the island to another. You can just see it sort of nature in motion.
Yeah, it's like a nature's lover's paradise here, because you also have different areas where you have like a small forest that's been recently planted. We're talking about 20, 30 years ago, they were planting trees and they had them growing. They have a whole, pine area, like pine evergreen-style forest and stuff.
Well, actually, that's about all what grows here because of the rough wind we have in the winter and the salty air. There's never been a lot of trees here, okay? It's always been, we have trees here that are over 300 years old and will be about, 4 feet high.
Right.
And they just grow stronger, but very low. It depends on which part of the island, which side the wind comes from, and yeah.
Well, I think that's what the variety of the different species of trees and flowers on the island from different parts to different parts as you drive along and explore the various islands is part of the appeal and the allure, because you can see in one particular area, the trees, the sort of the 4-foot trees, as you mentioned, and go to another area and you won't see a single tree, but there'll be like a dozen varieties of wildflowers, and they bloom at different times of the year, so there's a different color depending on the season you're traveling through.
Exactly. Like the part we went and visited yesterday, which are called the peeled-off hills, because they've been kind of peeled off by the wind.
That was kind of nice. It's very interesting, the different things. There's also one particular portion. I mean, you're driving out of the airport, and the road will show you a landscape towards the left, and you'll see a lot of, there's like semicircles, look like little parentheses, one after the other, and that's just a beach that got larger and larger and larger and pushed the sea further and further out, but it's something that's unique. You won't see this practically anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly. You can really see the how the land worked, and it left a mark as it would go. It got larger and larger. Very interesting.
Tell us some of the other interesting stories from the island. Apparently, there's one island, which is the entry island, which is not joined to the rest of them. And, there's a little bit of a complication getting from one island to the other. Sometimes in the winter, there's an ice bridge that joins that island to the main part. But apparently, there's a guy who raised horses, sold a horse to somebody on the other. Tell us a bit more about that story.
Well, that's like a very old story that we've been telling on the on the island for a long time. It's called it's the story of the horse farmer, and there's actually a book on that. And it's because Entry Island, which is a small island with 125 people living on it, and it's completely isolated, is separated in two and has an open field for cows and horses, and they just run around in the hill free. And the farmer was actually a horse that was sold from Entry Island to Grand Entrée, which is very, very far away. And because you have to imagine, people imagine that those islands are very small, that you come out and you walk around, but it's actually 100 kilometers from one end to another, and that's without going around the island, it's just from going through. So the horse actually ran all those this 100 kilometers, all in the sand dunes, all the way to the closest place where he could swim from the mainland, from the main islands to Entry Island, and then swam about a kilometer, and the owner found him back in his barn. That was pretty fun.
That was a horse that came home. That's
right. Very part of the lore and the sort of the historical storytelling sort of common in the islands.
Oh, yeah.
There's also some very interesting stories that they have a local radio station out here, and after Saturday night, just about anybody, if you have an idea, can just get on the air and do a show.
Yeah, it's a they have main shows like during the week and the morning man and like special shows all week long. But at night, if like for example the young people that are here or anybody that would feel like having his own radio show, well, he just go up there and ask for it and put some music. I did for a long time. I used to I like to play some rock and roll late at night.
Of course, wake everybody up.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of cooperative things like that here. I mean, we see lots of co-op stores. And
well, about everything was based on co-op because, like we saw around, the grocery stores are co-op. The fisheries are mostly co-ops. The transportation, all the ferry, the cargoes, the van, the trucks, all co-ops. Well, the banking is La Caisse Populaire, which is also a co-op. And like electricity before Hydro-Québec was here, it was a co-op. So most of the development of the island was based on cooperative.
You also told us some very interesting stories. The language, the accents, each island has a different accent almost.
Yeah, well, yeah, there is different accent from one part to another. Well, the reason for that is because, like I said, the islands are linked together by sand dune, but they weren't that link before. It was very complicated to get from one island to another, so each island get their accent get developed different ways from one place to another. For example, the island I'm from, we would roll our R's, and a couple of islands down in Havre-Maison, they don't pronounce any R.
So. Can you do us a little imitation of, let's say, the French in your own island there?
Well, imitation. It's kind of... No, well, in English I couldn't.
But you can't really imitate French in English, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
You're well-traveled. I mean, you don't just spend your time on the island. You work also in Quebec City, and at Christmas time you sell Christmas trees in New York City.
Well, yeah, well, you know, it's pretty hard to have work here all year long with the fishing going down and all that. It's difficult, so we have to find some work outside the island during the winter. And that's what I do. I'm always glad to come back, though.
Oh, that's for sure. Just like us, when we travel abroad, we like to go back to Montreal. Well, it's almost time for the next break, Stephen.
Yeah, just want to remind everyone to get their entries in. Name that Hampton Beach Fish. And you can be heading down to Hampton Beach the weekend of August 22nd. Stay at the flagship motor court and go down on Vermont Transit Lines. Give us a fax with your suggestion, 624-8887, and call Hampton Beach Area Chamber of Commerce for your vacation guide, 1-800-GET-A-TAN.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Go choose some maple blades.
Keep on a rocking me, baby.
Kind of look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on
a
rocking me, baby.
CIQC Montreal.
They're real.
is more for your summer in Hampton Beach. More free nightly concerts, more spectacular fireworks every Wednesday night and holidays. And now, Hampton Beach is more fun to travel to with Vermont Transit. Every Saturday and Sunday all summer long for only $99 U.S. round trip. That's right, Vermont Transit leaves Montreal Saturdays and Sundays for fun in the sun at Hampton Beach. Get on board with Vermont Transit. Call 1-802-864-6811. That's 1-802-864-6811. Hampton Beach in New Hampshire. Easy to get to, hard to leave.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Calling all Operation Colossal units. Charlie Bravo Zulu at 9 o'clock.
Negatory, it looks like Neon Stratus Caravan Cherokee to me. You sure it is a Dakota Stratus Neon?
Hey, whoa, listen, boys. Say what you want, but it's right under you.
The Colossal Sale, you can't miss it. The best prices on Neon, Stratus Breeze, Caravan Voyager, Intrepid, Jeep Cherokee, and more. The Colossal Sale, only at your Chrysler retailer.
Chrysler, hurry retail right now, Roger Juliet.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
Tutti Frutti for breakfast, free on your birthday. When someone takes you for a Tutti Frutti breakfast or lunch on your special day, your meal is absolutely free. Tutti Frutti, bigger portions, better prices, and coffee by Nabob. They get better beans, you get better coffee. Enjoy a bottomless cup of Nabob's 100% Colombian Supremo coffee at all five Tutti Frutti locations in Laval on De Laurentides, Laval and St. Jerome, Taschereau Boulevard West in Brossard, St. Catherine West near Atwater, and now opening Galerie des Sources. Tutti Frutti.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
CIQC. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Hey, hey. Everybody's going off the deep end. Everybody needs a second chance.
Well, welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back. It's Stephen Pickford. We're out here in the Isla Madeleine, the hand of Chad behind the console. You know, Chad, you'd have a field day out here.
How's that?
Well, there's a lot of places that are for sale around here, including there's one little warehouse-type place that they're giving away free to anybody who's planning to use it. So you could either have the Chad Motorsports place, and there's a huge track along the island where you could practice, or you could open up a massage depot here, you know, Hands of Chad International.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds like a real moneymaker.
Well, any place that features the Hands of Chad, you know.
Heard that before.
You know, that's one thing, though, about Sebastian's glass-blowing girlfriend. She had to cancel a date one day because she inhaled.
pain in her stomach for the rest of the week. But you won't have great food around here. I mean, talking about stomachs, I mean, your stomach will be full with some of the great seafood and other dishes. That's correct. If Claude, I mean, I went to these, we had a couple of meals yesterday at the old convent, which has been turned into a restaurant, sat there overlooking, I mean, every restaurant here seems to overlook water. It just gives you that whole maritime atmosphere. It had the mussels with the, sort of cooked with bacon and cheese and great fries. And then last night at La Marais Hot in Robert, and that was... great place as well.
Yeah, actually, if you're traveling in Ile de la Madeleine, can be a very interesting dining experience. You know, you have all kind of different restaurants. Yeah, it's sure that it's mostly based on the fresh fish and seafood. Other things too, I mean, meat, pastas, that kind of things. From very small cafe to more fancy dining, yeah, it's been developed in a very interesting way in the last years.
Right, the chef last night, I mean, he had come here and loved the place. He was from France, and he just relocated here. He loved the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wanted to sort of create his own special dining room with just a few tables and have a few daily specials and concentrate on, a gastronomic experience.
Yes, it's been very, the islands are more and more renowned for that gastronomic experience here in the islands.
The food is really good. I mean, yesterday for lunch, we went to the old convent, and that's a place that Sebastian knows really well. In fact, he seems to have memorized the menu. As his favorite there, they got their regular beers and stuff on tap, which is great for Chad. And they also have, it's like a Belgian flavor almost. Mm-hmm. They've got some, you tried the French fries and stuff.
Fries with mayonnaise and the mussels. And
I watched Stephen. They respect the dietary concerns. Like for me and myself, I got to watch Stephen eat the French fries. We're up to 71 pounds now, so yay. But in the meantime, Stephen also had the double desserts. He had his chocolate mousse cake and a mint.
Great desserts. I mean, dessert is one of the special times of the meal. I can't miss the desserts, and it's dessert really makes the meal, and good desserts, a lot of chocolate.
Also at La Marriott, they had the famous standby, our Travel World pet favorite dessert, which was the crème brûlée, which was...
Yes, you can't go anywhere without trying that. Now, what would be considered like a really typical Ile de la Madeleine dish? If somebody was to go to a restaurant and said, this is something you only get here.
Actually, I would say one. There's a kind of a seafood pâté that is called pot en pot, which is a very, very tasty and creamy seafood platter with a thin crust over it. It's very, very good. It's been done for years and years and years, and now you can find it in many restaurants.
Almost like a seafood tortilla. So.
Yeah, that would be
the most common sort of analogy, but one to the other would be seafood tortilla. Now, people are interested in learning about some of the different... different fish in the area. There's like a glass bottom lagoon tour where they teach you some of the different types of creatures that are out there.
Out there, it's interesting. So you can see, you know, how a lobster is, how fishermen catch lobster, how they cultivate mussels, and by the end of the trip, if you're lucky, you can see seals lying on the beach.
Right, I think when we were coming in, and this is one of the most picturesque landings, when we came in yesterday on Inter-Canadian, just broke through the clouds and some of the light fog around the airport and banked through, and you could see the sand dunes, and there were some seals out there just lying, and you could see, it was just came right out, and one of the most picturesque approaches to any airport that I've arrived at in a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, over the coming months, I mean, it's summertime, people, you know, this is basically your peak season. What are some of the events, festivals for months of August and September?
Yeah, lots of activities coming in the next week's a kite festival. Next week after, there's a small boat building contest where you have 4 hours and $100 of material to build a boat, and that can take you into the water at the end of the day. It's quite interesting to see some of those. There's the sandcastle contest in August too. There's a maritime tradition festival by the end of August, beginning of September. So it's very, very, lots of activities every weekend through August and September. The next week will be peak season in the islands, so if you travel between now and mid-August, it's very wise to book in advance for your transportation and lodging, at least. After that, though, it's much calmer, and it's still very nice, you know, throughout the end of August and September.
Right. The water warms up, actually, by around mid-August. It's at all summer, and because it's sort of that very shallow shelf out there where you can walk for hundreds of feet out, it has that chance to be a warm.
Yeah, it's warmer as summer gets through. Yeah, actually, you know, summer tends to be a little late here. You know, June is not, it's not so warm yet, but September it stays very, very nice. So, and the water gets warmer.
Right. And of course, they can give you your tourism office a call, area code 418-986-2245. That's the number to call, and you'll be able to help them with accommodations and send them out a tourist guide and all of that information on the website for the Tourism Association, www.ildelamedelin.com, and get all the information that you need.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Number again, Stephen?
Yeah, 418-986-2245.
You guys got to come down to Ile de la Madeleine. It's like this undiscovered thing. It's part of Quebec. Your dollar's not going to be cut in half when you go out here. The beach is spectacular. Just something else. Great place to relax. Overall, come down here. You're going to enjoy it.
But you're going to have that relaxing experience. Things are not expensive here. We're staying at Le Berceau des Îles, and I mean, it's rate $60 single, $70 double, I mean, including breakfast, and that's Canadian dollars. So, you know, as Willem correctly mentioned, you aren't losing 50%. You don't have to buy medical insurance for going to the States because you're covered by Medicare. There's a hospital and all the services you expect here. So you save in every respect.
So there's lots of recreation to be had. Next week, Steve, I'll be out in Hamilton visiting the folks.
I'll be holding down the fort on Gordon Avenue for you, and we'll be talking about Florida. Amanda Ober, Florida Bureau Chief from NBC Orlando, WESH, News Channel 2, with one of her regular reports on getting off the beaten path in the Sunshine State, and also Mars Shopping Montreal's Sandra Phillips. She's back from Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater. And so it's a whole show on Florida, beaches to beaches.
And a bit of Hamilton, I suppose.
Yes, where there's no beach. It's close to water, but...
Industrial beach? No,
industrial beach, yeah.
It's a nice place out in Hamilton. We're going to go there. At least I'll sit in a nice heated swimming pool, visiting the family, that sort of thing. Traveling via rail, of course. There's nothing that can beat Montreal-Toronto travel. Take the train.
Take the train and enjoy yourself and get conveniently from downtown to downtown.
Well, the theme song plays once again. It means just one thing. We love going places. We love to travel, but it's always great once again to come back home to Canada's greatest city, without a doubt, Montreal.
Yes, for all of us here at Travel World, I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Claude Richard, thanks for coming in the islands.
Well, we're enjoying ourselves, and we'll see all of you next week, 11 noon, right here on Travel World on AM 600 CIQC, News and Information Radio, that's interactive.